On the other hand, the weight distribution is neatly balanced, which provides good control, also when doing bunny hops or drops. The Merida is equipped with Shimano's E8000 MTB system with three power assist modes. In the highest mode, the motor gives you a powerful push in any situation, proving that it features among the strongest e-bike motors on the market. Changing gears, even under load, is no problem, because the motor harmonizes smoothly with the shift-by-wire derailleur. Unfortunately, the motor is quite loud when under load, and we would also wish for a more harmonic regulation of the automatic throttle, close to the maximum assisted speed of 25 km per hour. On the other hand, we like the natural pedal feel at speeds exceeding 25 km per hour, where you almost don't sense the motor. In the second mode, the assist degree is controlled by the pressure you're putting on the pedal. This gives you an intuitive and precise control over the motor's power development, which is no bad thing when handling technically difficult passages. And you can even use an app to match the basic characteristics of the two higher assist modes to your individual preferences. With a full battery and low pedal effort in the highest assist mode, we managed to cover a range of 56 kilometers on our hilly standard round. At the bike park, we could thus climb about 1,120 meters difference in altitude without too much effort. Even with an empty battery and without any motor assistance, the bike is quite manageable thanks to a big bandwidth of gears. All in all, Shimano's step system has a lot of potential and so justifiably features in a growing number of bikes. However, its potential is not fully exploited yet. To fully reach Shimano's high level we're accustomed to, we would consider a software update for a more harmonic motor control at speeds around 25 km per hour, a more linear battery power indicator, and an overall more robust software. Both the Merida's front and back wheel are equipped with Shimano's Saint 4-piston disc brake. As a thoroughbred downhill brake, the Saint has no problems with the Pedelec higher weight, making it almost a child's game to decelerate the 900E in any situation. The Saint convinced us in every aspect: good ergonomics, almost no rubbing, and an impressive deceleration at low lever force. There's no more to ask for. The 900E's front is equipped with a Fox 36 fork. And with the new Float X2 damper, Merida opted for a real treat. As we all know, Fox's 36 is a high-capacity fork that fully satisfied us also on Merida's 900E. Tuning the X2 damper, however, is quite puzzling, as the damper with roots in the professional scene offers a huge variety of settings. We had to do quite a lot of test drives with various tunings until we managed to find a good setting. But then, the X2 worked perfectly. All in all, Merida equipped their bike with a high-class suspension, which leaves nothing to be desired. Thanks to the high-end suspension components, combined with fat 2.8-inch tires, the Merida 900E offers tremendous grip. The short chainstays give the 900E great agility. This bike is literally craving for turns. But this doesn't mean that the bike is nervous. It also assures with a good directional stability. The well-balanced handling of this bike makes Merida's 900E a real pleasure to ride. With the 900E, Merida created an e-enduro with a tremendous downhill performance. For all those of you who like to hammer it hard on those descents. Uphill, Shimano's motor gives you a mighty push without being a brute. On difficult trails, it treats you with a neatly controllable power output. With its 900E, Merida managed to create a bike you cannot oversee when looking for a high-performance Enduro.